Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Dave Mattaloni, and for the next hour, we will be striving for perfection by playing about 15 songs that are perfect. And we'll hear all about perfect circles, perfect skin, and maybe some perfectly good guitars.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed the animals in the zoo. Then later, movie too, and then home. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekend is on our own, it's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was somebody else. Somebody good. What you sow. You're gonna read just what you.
Just a perfect day. Problems are left to know. Weekenders all night long. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You make me forget myself. I thought I was someone else. Someone good.
You got what you got.
And that's one of the very few Talking Heads songs that does not feature lyrics by David Byrne. They were actually written by their drummer, Chris France. He wrote those words way before the release of their first album, and Byrne kept them in a little file for years, and then finally decided to use them for their sixth album, Little Creatures. We launched our new episode of Words and Music with Perfect Day, with a perfect pairing, Lou Reed and Luciano Pavarotti. That's right, Lou Reed and Luciano Pavarotti singing his Lou Reed song, Perfect Day. And then PJ Harvey followed with A Perfect Day, Elise. And this is what songfacts.com had to say about that one. A Perfect Day, Elise borrows elements from J.D. Salinger's 1948 short story, A Perfect Day for Banana Fish. In that story, a troubled war veteran befriends a little girl on a beach vacation and entertains her with tall tales about the fictional banana fish before he goes back to his hotel room and commits suicide. Now, Harvey borrows that imagery, but her song is actually very different. The beach location is the same, but the man is a civilian who becomes obsessed with a woman named Elise who rejects him after a one-night stand. He lets himself into the hotel room where they did the deed, but it's uncertain whether he uses the gun on her or himself. And I think we should probably visit some perfect worlds from the point of view of women. His Indigo Girls.
We get to be a ripple in the water. We get to be a rock that's thrown. We get to be a boy on the bridge, standing over the reservoir. I see the water lapping on the shoreline, the buried forest of a man-made lake. The cemeteries are laying underneath it, heart like a dam when it breaks. We're floating, we're swimming, and in this moment we are forgetting what it costs, what it takes for one perfect world when we look the other way. If I don't look a little closer, I'm okay. If I don't see beyond the shore, and I'm okay. If I don't have to do the killing or know what the killing's for.
As the night comes down on the reservoir,
we are swimming.
yet to be a ripple in the water. Touch gloves, yeah, it'll be alright. I always knew you had a heavy heart. Brother, brother, you're taking me back to the start. I saw your face in a photograph, painting a picture of a better time. Brother, brother, in a perfect world, in a perfect world, in a perfect world. Touchdown to reality, it's not exactly what you had in mind.
Two more perfect worlds. These two, though, are from a more feminist perspective. We heard from the Indigo Girls first, and that was Codaline. And now we're going to hear from Liz Phair and her perspective of a perfect world.
What a pretty life you have. Oh boy, it's a pretty life you have. And I would need a map just so I could very ordinary. I know I was born to lead a double life of murder, strife, and misery. And when I find it, I know I'll make sense of me. I want to be cool. Inside your world.
You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And this all-volunteer station has a full slate of creative music programs for adventurous listeners like you. You can reggae down with Rasta Paul on Monday nights and then groove to Afro Pop with DJ Scratch on Wednesdays. Or you can cool off to the Downbeat featuring all that jazz from host Jack Frisch. I believe that's on Tuesday afternoons. But to be sure, go ahead and check out the full schedule at valleyfreeradio.org. And before the station ID, we heard a trio of Perfect World songs. Just before the break, we heard This Perfect World from Freddie Johnston. Now I've come around, it's far too late, and these pills won't even let me cry. No one knows you even when you're gone, but I still deserve to say goodbye. And we started the triplet out with Liz Phair, and she, was kind of talking about how she really wants, in her perfect world, to be cool, tall, vulnerable, and luscious, and she's not very tall. And in the middle there, we heard Gossip, the band, and their perfect world. And next, we're going to just hear something that's just perfect.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth it, yeah. Too many people take second best. Well, I won't take anything less. It's got to be, yeah, perfect. Young hearts are foolish. They make such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. Take second best. Well, I won't take anything less. It's
Yeah, perfect. From Fairground Attraction, featuring the enchanting voice of Glasgow's Eddie Reader, and the songwriting of Mark Nevin, who said this about the inspiration for that number one hit in the UK. Quote, "It's just about having girlfriends that haven't really worked out. You get into a relationship, you go along with it with a half-hearted attitude, and then you think, well, it's time to stop messing around and get it right this time, to find the perfect one." Here's Lloyd Cole. Lloyd Cole and the Commotions in a live recording of Perfect Skin. Cole actually owns a home in this area, not too far from here, and he wrote Perfect Skin in the basement of the home he shared with his parents. And it's thought that the basement that's mentioned multiple times in the song is actually a perfect circle right to subterranean homesick blues.
Put your hair back. Get to leave 11 gallows on your sleeve. Shallow figured, winners paid. 11 shadows way out of place. Stand.
dress on and stay real close. Who might leave you where I left off? The perfect circle of acquaintances and friends. Drink another coin of praise. Heaven assumes shoulders high in the room. Heaven assumes shoulders high in the room. Try to win and suit your needs. Speak out sometimes and try to win.
This is Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org. About 30 people were at a rally in Springfield on July 29th. The goal was to get the state to provide good quality homes for homeless people. In other news from the Valley, Vermont Public Radio is now sponsored by the multi-billion dollar multinational corporation that owns the Hannaford supermarket chain. Quote, "Farm workers, farmers, and consumers are all calling on Hannaford supermarkets to protect the rights and well-being of the dairy workers behind the company's store brand milk and join the Milk with Dignity program," unquote. That's according to a Vermont-based group that has organized marches with hundreds of people at Hannaford's USA headquarters. The group has a website at migrantjustice.net. In Brattleboro in 2022, dairy farm workers, most of whom are undocumented immigrants from Mexico, held a rally with their supporters. The rally was outside the Brattleboro Hannaford. About 20 people were at the rally. When the dairy farm workers delivered a letter to the manager urging Hannaford to join Milk with Dignity, he was positioned with security personnel at the store entrance and said if the farm workers didn't leave, he'd call the police. This has been Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org.
Hi, we're Weezer. Welcome to AOL Music Sessions.
Good job. Better. but I just can't get no play from the girls all around as they search the night for someone to hold on to. I just pass through. Belongs to me, and I don't appreciate this excess company. Though I can't satisfy all the needs she has, and so she starts to wonder, can you blame her?
Weezer with a live version of Perfect Situation. And before that, it was 90 seconds of social justice news from Esha Williams. And REM started us off in a perfect circle from their debut record, Murmur. Their late drummer, Bill Berry, was credited with writing the music for that one, where Michael Stipe sings, "Put your hair back. We get to leave 11 gallows on your sleeve. Shallow figured winners paid, 11 shadows, way out of place, standing too soon, shoulders high, in the room." And now here's Todd Snyder. She's going to actually pitch a tale of a perfect game.
Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching that day back in 1970, when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. So by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, "Doc, you're pitching today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd tracked back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book three straight innings and a 0-0 tie. As all those batters' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky, a hallucinating Halloween scenes, each new swing of the bat. His sinker looked like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. By the top of the seventh, he was up one to nothing and giving them Padres fit. By the bottom of the eighth, he was up two to nothing and they still hadn't got any hit. But with a one out left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. That birthday cake was shaking, them waves of color was going wild. By the time that he mowed the last man down, he was high as he had ever been. Laughing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. And while the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. The day Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time, I finally discovered you can't judge a book.
Todd Snyder, and his recounting of what might be the most astonishing athletic performance of all time. Doc Ellis, pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, threw a perfect game while tripping on LSD. Doc gave this flashback to the New York Times, quote, "I started having a crazy idea in the fourth inning that Richard Nixon was the home plate umpire. And once I thought I was pitching a baseball to Jimi Hendrix, who to me was holding a guitar and swinging it over the plate." Of course, he had to have missed. Jimmy doesn't usually miss. He's been known to hit it out of the park with his perfectly good guitar. And we're going to have John Hyatt take us home with his perfectly good guitar. Thanks for listening. And this week, you don't have to be perfect to just go out and do some good for goodness sake.
Who won down from the top of the stairs? That old guitar of old, he'd rock it like a baby in his arms.